Stephen Salida has no shortage of critics who don't think his comments about Israel on Twitter or elsewhere are appropriate. But he also has his defenders, including students who staged a mass classroom walkout Tuesday. After attending a rain-soaked rally on the quad, they came to the university YMCA for Salida's first news conference since losing his position. Salida expressed gratitude to the overflow crowd who showed up to support him. But there were others absent from Tuesday's rally who had been offended by the anti-Israel message in Salida's tweets. Salida, himself a Palestinian American, had condemned the Israeli government for the civilian casualties inflicted by its bombing of Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip. In his formal statement at the news conference, Salida said his deep dismay at the number of people killed had fueled tweets he now described as passionate and unfiltered. But he says he's never attacked students for their views and argued that using those tweets to judge how he treats students sets a dangerous precedent.
My comments were not made in a classroom or on campus. They were made through my personal Twitter account. The university's policing and judgment of those messages places any faculty member at risk of termination if university administrators deem the tone or content of his or her speech uncivil, without regard to the forum or medium in which the speech is made.
Chancellor Phyllis Wise sent a letter to Salida canceling his faculty appointment in early August when he and his wife had already resigned their positions at Virginia Tech and had made plans for moving to Champaign-Urbana. Salida, whose family is now living with his parents in the D.C. area, says his goal is to get his U of I appointment back. While Chancellor Wise has been quoted as saying there's no possibility of reinstatement, Salida's attorney, Anand Swaminathan, says he's been in communication with the university about it.
Professor Salida is hopeful that that process will be successful, and he is committed to working with the university amicably on shared ideas. But Professor Salida is, of course, prepared to pursue his legal remedies if that is necessary.
Swaminathan says that could include a federal lawsuit seeking a court order to complete Salida's appointment process. He says the lawsuit or suits would cite First Amendment violations as well as contract law. Last week, Chancellor Wise began meeting individually with departments on campus, explaining her decision and expressing regret over the way the controversy unfolded. But Wise stuck to her decision, saying Salida's comments about Israel were a red flag for what could be a hostile classroom environment for his students.
Discomfort, tension are all warranted in the classroom. I feel very strongly about that. I think beyond that, whether or not we want to go further than that and allow even more uncomfortable situations to occur in a classroom that could border on harassment, I think it's something that we should really discuss.
But students like Rico Kleinstein-Chenyek disagree. Kleinstein-Chenyek, who identifies as Jewish, said at the news conference that Wise's rationale for trying to mitigate discomfort is a weak argument in the face of freedom of speech.
I cannot allow the University of Illinois to fire Professor Salida for speaking out against the genocide of his own people, especially as the administration does so under the false pretense of academic freedom and protection of us as students.
While Salida will fly out of town before the University of Illinois' Board of Trustees meeting on Thursday, his supporters have promised to be present for the event, hoping to spark conversation, although the topic is absent from the board's agenda. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.